I just want to quickly talk to the New South Wales Deputy Premier and Police Minister Troy Grant and congratulate him for a common sense decision. New South Wales police officers will be able to take their guns into court from next week amid concerns about increased terror threats. Officers previously had been prohibited from carrying or wearing their weapons inside the courthouse following a directive from the Chief Magistrate. But the Premier, Deputy Premier and Police Minister Troy Grant, has announced a new protocol. A former police officer, he said, this is common sense at a time when our nation faces a high terror alert. Deputy Premier, Police Minister, well done.
Thanks, Ray, and good morning.
Good morning to you. So, did it take a lot of convincing the courts?
Oh, look, we explained and we gave them due consideration. They do have the judicial precedence and responsibility for court jurisdictions and the like. It's been a long-held tradition for a long time, administered by the Sheriff of New South Wales, but they understand the changing environment in our community and they understand the police are desirous of one thing, that's to protect and serve, and they can't do that if they're not properly equipped, and this is a common sense outcome, and I thank them for understanding that and agreeing to the protocol.
It's been signed off by the Sheriff in New South Wales and the Police Commissioner, Andrew Scipione, but it was developed in consultation with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, the Chief Judge of the District Court, and the Chief Magistrate of the local court, and come to effect on Monday.
That's correct, and the Attorney-General was also part of that discussion, so I thank Justice Bassist and the other justices, the Attorney, and this is what justice is all about. It's about getting fluency across the whole system, meeting community expectations and supporting everyone right throughout the judicial process.
Well, I don't know Tom Bathurst, the Chief Justice, but I'm told from those people who know him quite well that he brings a touch of common sense and certainly great reverence to his position and great experience, but he's come up along with his fellow judges and magistrates with a very good decision here, I think.
Yeah, and look, I'm in full admiration of him. He is a man of remarkable intellect and wisdom, and he's a leader in the judiciary. That's not questioned, and I appreciate all his efforts. But the other justices, particularly Judge Hanson in the local court where police have the majority of contact, he understands the changing landscape that we're faced with, and I appreciate he and his jurisdiction also agreeing to the protocol.
And I hope Mr. Bathurst, or I should say Chief Justice Bathurst, retains a sense of humour, because when he was elevated, some of his lawyers' mates put on a do for him, and they got me to do a mock reference to him in a talkback call, and I gave it to him in spades. And I've always been worried whether he really thought it was funny or not.
Well, my experience with him is I'm sure he's got the capacity to understand it was a G-out, Ray.
Well, it was a G-out. Very good description of it. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for your support.
Thank you. Troy Grant, Deputy Premier and Police Minister. A common sense decision for New South Wales.